Today's learning should be Elul Nishmas Reb Chaim Aluzer Reb Shem Shemaya Moshe Ben Daniel Rivka Bas Moshe Zuri Yisrael Ben Nachav Bar Moshe Yisrael Ben Shalom Chaim Moshe Ben Malkin Ben Baruch Ben Malkin Ben Chizkot Ben Chizkot Ben Fegel Dino and it's close for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. We're in the middle of Simon Reish Samach Gimel, right? And we are in the middle of Sif Hey, we're up to Ramah. It's a very important Ramah over here. Yesh Misha Ema, there are those who say, Shemivarchim Kaidim Hadlaka, you should make the bracha on the candles, usually your wife, should make the bracha on the candles before the Hadlaka. Now, why is that? The reason is obvious. We know generally we always make a bracha over Lasiyasan before you do the bracha, as close to possible as the mitzvah. But prior to, that is the ideal way to make a bracha. Therefore, using that logic, when should you make the bracha? Right before you light candles. However, v'yesh mishayimah, there are those who say, shemivarech achad laka. When it comes to Ne'ez Shabbos, you do after laka. We'll see mishabru why. It should be after you make the bracha afterwards. U'kadei sheyeh oivel asiyasi. So how do we solve the problem if we are going to see make the bracha after we light? L'chaira, once I lit, I did the mitzvah. So how do I make it as best as possible? You should not have anor from the candles until after the bracha. Although the ideal situation would be to make the bracha before you light, we'll see why that's not possible according to some shitas. Therefore, at a minimum, don't have anor until after you light. This way, it's still a certain level of Eivel HaSiyasa, because Lamaisa, what's the Ikka reason when lighting candles? That you should be have light. Therefore, you place your hands in front of the Ner, which is the reason the Ramah is bringing it down, why the women, when they light, they cover their eyes. And then they make the bracha. You take away your hand. This is still considered prior to doing the mitzvah. And this is the minhag. So you remember, we went through this concept with tefillin as well. We went through by other things there by talis that the bracha is supposed to be over l'asiyasan. If you didn't do it over l'asiyasan, kol zman that you're doing the mitzvah, you can still make the bracha. But still, even if for whatever reason you can't do it over l'asiyasan, we try to make whatever we can that it should be over l'asiyasan. And therefore, the eitz over here is to cover your eyes. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Koydim adlaka and Sif Katan Chavav koydim adlaka before kishakol mitzvahs like any mitzvah shemivarchin aleim oivel asiyasin. You're supposed to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. Then we said that those shitas that hold achad adlaka svirlo the imtivarecha when you make the bracha have keilu kiblo l'shabbos beferish. It's as if they were mekabel Shabbos v'shuv Asur lahadlik, and then once you mekabel Shabbos, there's no longer the ability to light, right? So that's the problem over here. If you say that by making the bracha lahadlik ner shel Shabbos, that is your Kabbalah Shabbos, so once I make the bracha, I'm no longer allowed to light candles, and therefore I have to make it after. And that lamaisa is the minig by at least most people that I know. Is that we make the wife when they're lighting the candles, they make the bracha after Asiyas. And then with that bracha, they are Mekabel Shabbos. When men, if a man is alone or a man is not married, or as we'll see, if you're traveling and you have to light candles, even if you don't say a beferish, our minig is that the men do not be Mekabel Shabbos with the lighting of the candles. But the women are Mekabel Shabbos when they make the bracha on the lighting of the candle, and therefore they have to make the bracha after the lighting of the candle, because otherwise they wouldn't be able to light. As we saw, the Ramas gives the reason. That's why we cover our eyes. Once we cover our eyes, it's still considered Eivel HaSiyasan. In the Svarim al Pi Kabbalah, there's other reasons brought down for covering your eyes. They obviously, they're davening at the time, so you don't want to be distracted. We mentioned the Rabbeinu Mechai, that it's a good time to daven, specifically a good time to daven for kids that are going to be mayor of the world with Torah. But we also see that brought down in the Minhagim and in other Kabbalah Sarim that when they go ahead and they do their hands around, they wave their hands over the candles. The minig is that some of the different reasons brought down is that they are taking all the days of the week and they're bringing it into the Shabbos. So just like we said that when the men, when they go to shul, and by Bayav HaShalom, you're supposed to dance and as if you are greeting and bringing the Shabbos into you. The king, you're greeting them and bringing it into you. So that is the equivalent, is the women, they're greeting the Shabbos. They're being mekabelish at that point. So they bring the Shabbos, they bring the 6 days of the week into the Shabbos. Now, let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Im kein beyontif, when it comes to yontif, the Lashayach said, now yontif, I don't have a problem because even though it's yontif, I can still light a candle. Now, I can't light a candle from scratch. As we know, we light the yontif candles. We light one candle and we use it to light the other candles. We'll get to that in a second. So when it comes to yontif, so then yontif is not a problem. Even if I'm being mekabel the yontif, right? I can still light my candles because on yontif, you light a light, a fire, one fire to the other fire to light it. And therefore, you could make the bracha beforehand because even if mekabel yontif, it won't shter. So why not? Go ahead and do the overlasiyasan in a proper way. The Das and the Magen Avraham, the Lloyd Plug, the Magen Avraham holds no, we don't make a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Habacher and Sribul who come out exactly betchilo. Many of the Chayyim agree with what we said originally that on Yom Tov we should make the bracha first. I know Lamaisa. Most obviously, if we know that when it comes to the lighting the candles, the women usually follow their mother's minig. So whichever minig they have is probably okay. But most women. When it comes to Shabbos, they light first, cover their eyes, and then they go ahead and they make the bracha afterwards. Comes Yom Tov, they usually make the bracha first, and then they light the other candles. Now, on Yom Tov, the women obviously have to be careful. You're not allowed to start a new fire on Yom Tov, so they can take a candle and light it from the stove, or if they have another candle that's burning, they can light the candle from another candle and use that to light the other candles that they're lighting. Now, another rule, you can't strike a match on Yom Tov. Another rule when it comes to on Yom Tov is you cannot put out a candle. So for those that are using, let's say, oil or the candles that are in the glass, right, it's very hard to use that to light another one. So for Yom Tov, you should have a regular old-fashioned straight candle, you can light the other one, and you leave that one lit, or that is one of your candles. You can't go ahead, and oftentimes on Shabbos, they use the lighter, you know, the thing that has the silver lighter that has the long candle in it, or the long matches that they have now to light, then afterwards they put that out, because remember, putting that out before they make the bracha, so they were not yet mekabel Shabbos. But when it comes to Yom Tov, whether it's the first day Yom Tov, or it's the second day Yom Tov when it's certainly Yom Tov ready, but even the first day, since they're making the bracha first, the mekabel Yom Tov with that, you can't put out a fire afterwards. So if they're gonna use, they have to light the fire from an existing fire, and additionally, they cannot put out the fire until, and therefore they should use a candle that they're going to leave lit, not use those candles that you're gonna put out afterwards. Let's see the mechaber sivah bachurim ha'holchem. So over here, where it says Bachurim, we usually refer to Bachurim as unmarried men, but over here it's referring to married men who are going away, they used to go away to learn. Like we know, famous story, Rabbi Kiva, he went away for 24 years. Okay. They go out to learn outside their house. If they have a chiyuv to light candles and make the bracha on it. But where should they light the candles? In their room. Aval Misha, who Eitzel Ishtai, if you're at home. Ain't Levar. If you don't have to light in order, oh, I also want to do the mitzvah. We already spoke about this. I also want to do the mitzvah, so therefore I'm going to light candles in my room. So he said, when you turn on the light, do you light a candle in all room? You can be yaitzed. I'm being yaitzed the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos because we're supposed to have light in every single room. People shalom bayis. People shouldn't trip. People shouldn't fall. They should see where they're going. So there's a mitzvah to have a light in every single room. You should, at least enough that you should be able to see. But when you're at home, only one person makes the bracha. Your wife makes the bracha in the dining room where you're going to eat. That's the Ikka mitzvah. And all the other ones, you can have in mind that you're being yoked to the mitzvah of this inyan of Neir Shabbos, but you do not make your own bracha. Let's see, Mishavur Bachurim. Heinu, what is he referring to here? Sheyeshlam Nashim, they're married. El Shahachim Chutz LeBeisam, they're not home. Ba'av She'ishtoy Madlekes LeBeisam. Now, their wife is lighting for them at home. Ain't a nifta b'birchas ishtoy. They're not there. They're not potter with the bracha of the wife. They're staying someplace else. So you have to travel away for Shabbos, whatever reason. And you're staying in a hotel room, right? So you have your own room. You have a chiyuv of lighting candles. If a person's not married, he sure can't say his wife is lighting. So if you have to travel somebody's sick, you have to be with them for you have to be someplace for Shabbos, a conference, you have to be away for Shabbos. You have your room, you have a chiyuv to light there. The fact that your wife is lighting at home doesn't pop to you, and you have to make your own bracha, b'chedrim. In this case, even though we said it's ideal to light where you eat, but over here you can't because the balabais is lighting where he eats. Okay? So you can't light there. The only place you can light is in your room. But you're eating somewhere else. Ulavarachal, if you have to make a bracha, that luck is there. Where you are, there should be a candle that you shouldn't trip in the dark. But Sarach, now, if I'm going to have this case, I go away someplace for Shabbos because I have to go away, and I have a hotel room. I'm eating by somebody else's house. I can't light by them. They're lighting over there. So I light in my hotel room. Now, I'm not going to get back to my hotel room until after the meal. So it says Mishabur, you got to be careful. But Tzarech Lias and there's Aruchem, they have to be long candles. They should still be lit when I get home. Because I light the candles and I immediately leave. So I didn't have any hanar from these candles. Not only that, it's still light outside. So what did I benefit from it? Okay, right? So I lit the candle. It was light, right? I didn't need the candle now, right? Then I leave to Marav. Then I go to eat. By the time I come home, the candles are out already. So what did I do? So you have to make sure that they're candles that will last long enough. While you read them, they used to go to the conferences, the market, Shemis Achsen. Many people would stay in the same room. The owner of the house is not there with them. They have a chiyuv to light candles. So you have 20 men, they go to a conference, but they're all staying in the same place. Okay, so now there's a chiyuv. There should be light candles over there. They each have their wife lighting at home, but that doesn't help them over here. But they don't have to each light. Al kein yishtatu kum, they should all partner up. The yad legechad v'yavarach, one guy should make the bracha for everybody. V'yichav al haitzi kulam b'brachasay, and they should all be yaitza. V'gamem yichav nu lotzeis b'brachasay, and he should have a mind to be yaitza. Everybody, and they should have a mind to be yaitza with him. V'yim al habayis gam kem yimoyim v'chedron, the owner of the place they're staying is also there. Ain't tzarech l'shtatev yimoy b'pritik, then you don't have to be mishtatev with him. Ki mishmat nesheyem adlikim v'beisav, kam asiv zayin. Since l'maisa, you are being yoytzer the mitzvah of lakas neris in your house. That's being taken care of. But there's a separate part that over here, I need to have candles. So if I'm in a room that already somebody else is lighting candles anyway, then bala bayis, so then it's fine. But for the etzem mitzvah, I did at home. For that, I should be able to see here is being done by the bala bayis, so I am fine. But if the bala bayis is not in the room, so now the chiyah falls on all of us who are staying there. And therefore, we have to light candles. Then he said that ain't tzarech levarach. So what was the last thing over here? I'm sorry, let's go back. Right? We said that the last thing was, again, going back to the case, was I'm home. I'm home, my wife is lighting candles and making a bracha in the dining room. I no longer, I'm fine. I'm yotze with her lighting of the candles. Okay? She's doing it on behalf of the whole household. I still, right? So then I don't make a bracha when I light a candle in one of the rooms. But to make sure that there's light in every room, that I do have a chiyuv kadesh. So you don't have to trip. So again, we're chazaring over again what we said. Most classic case. If I'm traveling somewhere, I have to light candles. If the balabais is there with me, I can be yaitza with him. If not, I have to light in my room. Make sure that the candles will last up until the time that I get back to my room. I'm at home. I do have a chiyuv that there should be light in every single room that we're going to go to on Shabbos. People shouldn't hurt themselves. That people stub their toes, not very good for shalom bayis, for happiness finding Shabbos. Therefore, I do have a chiyuv. But als the bracha, it's enough that my wife, who lights the candles in the dining room, she is yotze everyone with the bracha, of course. Like we said, the difference between lighting a light in your bedroom, putting on the Shabbos light, or putting it on the closet, you should be able to see. There's two ways you can do it. You can do it and you did it without kavanah, or you can do it and have kavanah to be yaitzeh the mitzvah, which is obviously the ideal way of doing a mitzvah. Have in mind that I'm lighting those candles in order to be yaitzeh the mitzvah of hadlakas neris on Shabbos. There should be shalom bayis and there should be oinik Shabbos. And their people should not get frustrated because of the fact that it's dark and they can't see where they are going. We stop over here, and in the Mitzvah Shem, we will start with Sif Zion tomorrow.